Well, guys, this will be my last video for this weekend before I get back into the harness. But I just want to let you people out there know that I feel good inside.
Why do you feel good inside, Solomon?
Well, thank you for asking. Well, I'll tell you. As I have said many times on these videos, that I became aware of the Femon nature over 35 years ago. And the Femon nature hasn't changed as far as I can see. It's probably got a lot worse, because they got away with a lot more. But it does warm my heart to see that more and more men are seeing the real Femon nature. Whereas before, many years ago, there wasn't that many men who could see the female nature true. And maybe a lot of them didn't want to. So there was a few of us around, but nowadays there are many. And it's turning into a kind of a snowball effect, because it's making other men take a second look as well. And even those men who have been married since birth, I mean, well, close to it, say about 1920, are starting to ask questions. Of course, the Femons are their own worst enemy. They are the ones who are doing the worst damage to themselves. You see, the scam is only really clever and can work if everybody is in on it. But Femons are showing inadvertently who they really are, sometimes on the internet when they make a video. And they're so unaware creatures, they don't realize they're doing it. You see, an alligator is very effective, but only if you don't know it's there. If you know it's there, you just avoid it. But even if some men participate in the Femon game, which is really what it is, they will go into that game a bit more aware and awake, and maybe not get screwed over quite so badly. So it's a good feeling, and welcome aboard, you new men, to the real world. Unfortunately, you will have to learn that there is no such thing called love. There's attraction, of course, which may eventually turn into respect, at least on the man's side. And remember, you young males out there, for the Femons, their clock is always ticking. They are racing against time, because for all the things they think and say they are just breeders. But your male clock keeps on ticking. Your clock has longevity. Femons from a very young age start wearing a mask, don't they? Do you remember that song, Stand and Deliver? That person wears a mask as well. And what is he trying to do to you? He's trying to rob you. If somebody wears a mask, they're either hiding from something or they're going to rob you. Many years ago, people like me were the few. And now, we are the many. So let's make it the majority, shall we? Have a good week, gentlemen. That is all. Solomon, out.